This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking to a former native of Lenawee County and formerly of Adrian, Charles Elliott, singer-songwriter, and we're going to do a catch-up with Charles. It's been a while. So, Charles, welcome into the program.
Thank you, Dale. How are you?
Good. Doing well, thank you. Wow. I mean, it's been a while since we've talked with you, and you've come out with a new song, and we need to catch up with you. So how have you been doing? And I understand that you are now living in Virginia.
I am. Yep. I've been doing pretty good. Things are progressing. We've definitely gotten into a higher state of music, I would say. And I moved out of the area few years back, a little bit closer to Nashville, I would say. I'm still a distance from there, but I do travel there quite a bit.
Yeah. So you've been doing some writing?
I have done a lot of writing. So I'll give you a little story around the song, Ain't Life a Beautiful Thing. A few years ago, I lost my mom, which was a big part of my life, and she followed me everywhere that my music went. And after she passed away, I just started writing. And I believe I've written somewhere around 100 songs.
Wow.
A 2-year time frame. And then I'll tell you a little bit more about her here in a minute. But She was a big inspiration and really helped me, I guess, to get on another path of writing. Some of the songs that we did before were co-written, and this one is completely me. All these songs are just me. There's no co-writers or anything.
So a lot of that is, you know, just you. And I know that the first song that we aired by you was called Delicious Love. And you've got this new song that you got out now, too.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Go ahead, Dale. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us a little bit about that. The song's called?
Ain't Life a Beautiful Thing. Well, I'll tell you, the day that my mom passed away, I was able to tell her that I had just found out that I had been nominated and that I was going to play the Grand Ole Opry for the first time.
Wow.
Which was an amazing thing. And then I've also been accepted into the CMA. So now I'm a voting CMA member and an award-winning songwriter. So huge step up from what I was doing before.
Well, as we were talking about just before we went on air, is that things are really happening for you and, you know, moving in the right direction. Unfortunately, as we talked about, it took a while. But as I mentioned to you, it's like good things happen to those who wait. And certainly they have been happening for you, Charles.
Yes, most definitely. It took me a lot longer than I anticipated to do things. We put the first song out, Delicious Love, and that album went over really well. Kind of got me out to somewhat where I wanted to be, but not at the level I wanted to be at. And unfortunately, like I said, some things take a while and a lot more longer than you anticipate. But I'm getting a little older. We all get a little bit older, but things are finally moving in the direction I want to go.
Well, tell us a little bit about when you wrote the song "Ain't Life a Beautiful Thing" and how you came upon the lyrics for this.
So I was really going through a hard time after I had lost my mom. And, just kind of looking around, I guess, at the things around me, the beauty around me, rainbows, the beautiful things that are on the earth, and the world around us, all the beautiful things. And even though she's gone, I have the memories. I have so many things that remind me of her.
Sure.
And I just said one day as I was sitting there and thinking of, some of the memories and stuff I was having of her, I said, man, ain't life a beautiful thing? And that was it. I just started writing. And from that song, it just went into a whole lot of songs. But this is one of the first singles off of the new album, which will be coming out.
Well, we'll get to that about the new album and the other songs that you wrote coming up here in a bit. But let's take a listen right now to the song that Charles has been referring to that's been released, Ain't Life a Beautiful Thing. So here's Charles Elliott.
Driving down an old country road, sun shining through the trees. Feeling the breeze on my face, it's a moment I can't believe. Every bird in the sky singing their own melodies. Oh, ain't life a beautiful thing? Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, this world we're living in. From the rolling hills to the rivers and wine and beer. Every sunrise paints a brand new day. Ain't life a beautiful thing? Walking through fields of gold, watching the flowers sway. With the one I love, feeling blessed in every way. Every person we meet has a story to share with the ones they met. Oh, 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 ain't life a beautiful thing? It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. This world we storms and rain, sometimes there'll be hurt and pain. When we stand together, we can weather anything. It's a beautiful thing, this world we're living in. From the rolling hills to the rivers that wind and bend. Every sunrise paints a brand.
Such a great song, Charles, and, you know, it's got such a great sound to it as well, and boy, you know, I'm just really impressed. This is good stuff from you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dale. I appreciate you guys. You guys have always been an outstanding radio station and very supportive of my music, and you guys were one of the first to play it, and this has been a huge thing that now we've been able to get it out to so many radio stations. Spotify playlisters, internet radio. I mean, this is a big thing for us now moving forward. So I will tell you another thing is I have a nickname now. Where I'm at in Virginia, and they call me the Music Mayor. And actually,
you know, when I heard that, and I thought you were just saying that tongue in cheek, but you're actually a mayor.
I am a mayor of our town. I had come into... it's just a small town.
Yeah.
But I'd come in here and I had seen the need for some growth. And, you know, the town, beautiful old fishing town. And to me, it was somewhat going down in the wrong direction, I would say.
Yeah.
There's a lot of older people in the town. I love them. They're just amazing. But there wasn't a lot of kids, there wasn't a lot of younger people, and I saw that if someone didn't step up and do something, it would eventually die out.
Yeah.
And so I put in, my family had came in there and started noticing some younger kids coming back into the town and different things like that was happening, and I said, well, maybe I should run for mayor. I put in, and I was like 90% of the votes.
No kidding. That's great.
And it was amazing. And now, so I've been the mayor, I'm going on 3 years.
Well, congratulations on that, and this is excellent. Now, how long is your term?
It's a 2-year term. Every 2 years, I just got reelected.
Reelected, yeah. That's wonderful. Well, they believe in you then, Charles.
Yeah. Yeah, and the cool thing is, you know, everybody out here now, they know what I do, and the music's gotten out and everything, and it's just, now you got a lot of people that want to come and visit the town, and they want to see the music mayor, so it's been something else, but I've been able to shoot videos and do all kinds of things in the town, and we're going to shoot a new video for Ain't Life a Beautiful Thing, so it'll be right there in the town.
Oh, nice. Nice. You know, I don't want to give away something that you may want to hold private, but what town in Virginia are you mayor of?
So, this is something else. It's called Wachaprig.
It's called what?
And it's a Wachaprig.
Okay.
In the town of Accomack County.
Okay.
So, when you look at the map, which most people think it's in Maryland, there is a strip off of Maryland, a long, skinny strip that Chesapeake Bay is on one side and the ocean's on the other.
Ah.
That's the eastern shore. That's where I'm at.
Okay. Wow,
it's
got to be
amazing.
It's beautiful country must be out there.
It is.
Yeah. Well, where can people, you mentioned about, you know, that your song is being played on Spotify. Are there other locations or other places that people might get your new music, Charles?
It is available on every place that downloads music. So you can get it on Amazon, you can get it on Deezer, you can get it on Spotify. Anything you want to go in there and download it on, it's available. It's available for stream. It's available on the website, charleselliott.com.
Okay.
It is also, the plan is actually when the album comes out, I actually want to put it on record this time.
Yeah, some vinyl, huh?
And some vinyl.
Yeah.
We're going backwards this time. You used to have CDs, but I love the vinyl, and I think a lot of people appreciate the vinyl, and the sound of it is just unlike anything else now.
It's such a warm sound to it, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So, Charles, what do you have coming up in the future then? You've got this music and it's going to be coming out with your new songs. Anything else in the plans for you?
Actually, I was just nominated for ISSA Award, which is the International Singer-Songwriter Association, and I am up for an award called Emerging Artist.
Wow.
And I'm also a nomination for the Josie Music Awards, which I won last year and played the Grand Ole Opry. We were I won for a new song that I had written, and I am up for that again, which it's an amazing thing. It's in Nashville. It's at the Grand Ole Opry. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dale.
No, that's I was to say just congratulations on being nominated. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been something else to be involved with all the different awards and different things that I'm getting into. We'll have a nomination coming in for the World Music Awards. And the music is just getting out there. I mean, I had looked at some of the streams the other day, and we're reaching the UK, Rome, Germany, several places I would have never thought that I was going to be, my music was going to be running there.
Wow.
Getting a good response. Yeah.
Yeah, this is awesome. Well, Charles Elliott, thanks so much for talking with us. Continued success. Things are really gearing up for you. I can't be happier for you because I've known you ever since you came out with Delicious Love, and have been rooting for you all the years since then. So continued much success, and hopefully we can keep in touch and keep tabs on what you're doing, my friend.
I will definitely keep in touch with you. I you know, I always appreciate what you've done.
Well, we appreciate the work that you're doing, too. So we're going to wrap things up here. Charles Elliott, formerly of Adrian, is now living in Virginia. And gosh, it's so good to talk with you, Charles, and of course with your new song, Ain't Life a Beautiful Thing. And we'll keep playing it here, not only here on WLAN, but I understand that our sister station, Q95, will be playing it as well. So excellent, excellent. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.